Stop 3. Legacies of Eugenics. In this room, there are three freestanding display cases. The case nearest to where you enter contains a ruler-type instrument used to measure head size and a brass counting device. Further into the room, the case to the left displays a set of glass eyes and 6 backlit glass slides showing black and white portraits of young men taken from the front and in profile. The case nearest the back wall, towards the right side of the room, contains 4 plaster casts of people's heads and faces. Standing with the wall you entered behind you, the 3 on the left are from the Robert Knoll collection of life and death masks. The 4th, positioned to the right, is Francis Galton's death mask, which writer and public historian Subhadra Das tells us more about now.
The objects in this room are like old friends to me. Or maybe it would be better to say, old colleagues. They are on loan from University College London, just down the street from here, and they relate to the study of eugenics. I used to be curator of the Galton Collection, along with the other science collections at UCL. For nearly 10 years, I spent my working days with these objects, learning as much as I could about them and how they fit into the big picture of the history of science in our society. While the items displayed in this room may appear to be very different, they are really all about the same thing: trying to work out abstract aspects of people's character, intelligence, and behaviour from their physical appearance alone. Whether it is their eye colour, the size of their head, or the arrangement of their facial features, Galton and other scientists like him believed that how someone looked revealed everything there was to know about who they were. Before Galton, these ideas, from physiognomy to phrenology and skull measuring, fell under the banner of race science, the mistaken but standard study of human biology. Galton added a new innovation to race science with the idea that it would be possible to breed better people. He called this idea eugenics, meaning the study of the well-born, and it comprehensively rebranded race science for the 20th century. Eugenics is very much the science of white supremacy. Galton was concerned about what he saw as the degeneration of the British race, and he dedicated his life and research to ensure what he saw as guaranteeing its quality and advancement. Which is why, all things considered, it's so interesting for me to see his face here too. Galton's death mask is displayed in the case of plaster casts of people's heads and faces. In a well-established Victorian funerary tradition, it was made directly from his face shortly after he died on January the 17th, 1911. The mottled pale plaster captures the rounded face of an elderly man. His eyes are closed, his eyebrows are full and bushy, he has a broad nose and narrow lips. The cast is of Galton's face alone, so his trademark mutton chop sideburns are missing. More of the left side of his face has been copied than the right, making the cast feel slightly unbalanced. A thin neck connects the mask to a small square plaster pedestal with the number 25 stamped onto it. Unlike the Knoll Collection casts, which were made to try and distinguish intellectual and criminal types, Galton's death mask was made to remember and commemorate a respected and beloved family member. It's a poignant reminder of his humanity, of our collective humanity, and what it means that some people in our society get to say who is superior or inferior. As God Mode shows us, people like Galton had, and continue to have, a huge influence on our society today. In the context of their troubling legacy, the fact that they were simply people, fragile and mortal, like the rest of us, is something worth remembering.